happy talking, talking happy.
Everybody, welcome to the Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. I'm Brian.
I didn't want to interrupt you this week. I always interrupt you. I was letting you actually get around to it.
I thought you'd jump in. Okay, let's go back. Let's do it again. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. I'm Brian.
And I'm, like I already said, I'm Ben.
All right. That'll work. That's good enough. Let's throw in the show. This is a the Happy Cast is a podcast in which we talk about the things we like, the things we don't like, and everything in between. It follows the two dudes talking about stuff format.
What's a podcast?
A podcast is a personal on-demand piece of audio or video. I prefer audio. I don't really like video podcast. But it's a personal on-demand piece of media which you can listen to at any time, usually free of charge.
Ah, we are always free of charge.
It is like a broadcast to your iPod or MP3 player of choice.
Ah, that's exactly what it is. Where can they contact us, Brian?
Oh, I feel we're playing 20 questions. Is it time for that part of the show already?
It is. I'm starting early.
Oh, all right, you're on it today. I think they can send an email to happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
Yes.
It's happycastfeedback@gmail.com, or they can check out our blog, which is a web log for those that aren't in the loop. That address is thehappycast.blogspot.com. And don't forget to call in and leave your voicemail. Our number is Ben.
Yes, Brian?
What is that number? we sigh?
No.
Zeus 4.
206-309-3874, I think. That's me. I haven't looked at it.
Okay, well, I hope that's it. I hope we get a call.
That's it. 206-309-3874 or A0ME0WEUSI.
That's right. So feel free to call and leave a voicemail at any time about anything we
not
talk about
any
this week.
Time.
Well, not any time. Any time?
Well, any time, I guess.
Not any time. That is Ben's personal cell phone number, so don't call him after midnight.
Not call me after midnight. That'll be awesome.
The rules you have to follow for the voicemail line are the same as if you have a gremlin. Don't call after midnight, and don't put water on it, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Don't put me in sunlight. Do not do that. I might spaz out and multiply.
I'm putting that down in my notebook here, so I know never to do that.
Good.
Okay, all right. So on to the show. First up, our involuntary sponsor of the week
is
Count Chocula Cereal.
There's the slogan to go along with that, or
the tagline for Count Chocula cereal is, "I want to eat your cereal."
That's but kind it's of his cereal.
No, apparently he's not a fan. I think Count Chocula likes Frankenberry.
But why? So he's saying, "I want to eat your cereal," to Frankenberry.
Maybe I don't know who he's really talking to, but that's the tagline.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was first introduced here in the U.S. in 1971, along with Frankenberry, and then later followed by Booberry, and also the oftentimes forgotten Fruit Brute, which was discontinued in 1983.
Ah, I have never heard of Fruit Brute because I was born after 83.
I saw a box of Fruit Brute in Pulp Fiction.
Wow.
There's a box of Fruit Brute in there.
I would have just thought it was made up.
So, if you like chocolate vampires, head to your grocer and pick up a box of Count Chocula cereal.
It's vanilla vampires.
Oh, well then, Count Chocula cereal is not for you.
You know what I don't like? Sparkly vampires.
Well, you don't like vampire culture at all.
Yeah, that's pretty true. Except Castlevania.
So
evil demon vampires. Those are cool with me.
You need some kind of zombie-flavored cereal. Well, not zombie-flavored per se, but...
It tastes like rotten flesh.
All right, what an endorsement.
Will it taste like brains?
Well, that's cereal for zombies. This is cereal endorsed by zombies, so it would have some kind of weird flavor.
For zombies by zombies.
Yes. Fizzbizz. That's what the cereal will be called, is Fizzbizz. Pick up a box today.
It's also what this podcast should be called.
Fizzbizz?
Episode 6, Fizzbizz.
Well, wouldn't they make us zombies? I don't think we're zombies. Maybe we could be. That could be the shocking twist ending of the show.
Well, don't spoil the ending before the end of the show.
I'm sorry. Anyway, time to move forward to happy hour. It's happy hour again. All right, this is the part of the show where we talk about what makes us happy this week. Ben, what are you bringing to the table, sir?
Why do I always have to go first?
It's a podcast tradition. I can go if you'd like. I can go first.
I'll go. I'll save that card for later. I am bringing to the table... The dinner table, macaroni and cheese.
Oh, another food item brought to the table by Ben.
Yes, so far I'm doing it out of tradition too. There are other things I like on Earth other than food, by the way, listeners. But
like zombies.
Like zombies.
But yet you try to turn that into food, strangely enough. It's like zombies are good, but what if they were cereal? That would be awesome.
To be fair, I think you suggested the zombie cereal.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sorry.
I know better than to eat zombie-flavored things. But macaroni and cheese, it's the best food ever. I can't imagine anything better. I've tried different foods. Nothing is even close to macaroni and cheese. So, yeah, it's good.
So macaroni and cheese, what kind of macaroni and cheese are you talking? Are you talking like the Kraft dinner in the box or homemade variant macaroni?
I will eat all sorts of macaroni and cheese. My favorite, I don't like the bigger noodles that they have at like KFC, and when I was in school they had that. But I like the smaller ones, kind of like the Kraft ones or Easy Mac, all that stuff. I will eat it out of the box, except I can't prepare that as well. The little cups, I can handle that. I will eat shells and cheese, even though it's not technically the same thing since it's not macaroni. So many things.
Just like any kind of pasta with cheese sauce, then. I'll take that rigatoni with cheese, I guess, if you don't have any macaroni.
Like, yeah, whenever I go to Olive Garden, or Perdino's, I think it was, when...
Provino's.
Provino's, yes. I got fettuccine Alfredo. But not with meat, just fettuccine Alfredo, because it's noodles and cheese. So, yeah, pretty much any of it. I'll even eat the stupid little SpongeBob cutouts that they have sometimes.
The shaped macaroni. Is macaroni shaped like your favorite underwater creature, SpongeBob?
But technically, that shouldn't even be called macaroni, because it is no longer macaroni. It is just SpongeBob pasta and cheese.
No, you're right. That is actually a really good point. I'm going to email Kraft right now and register a complaint.
You'll email that Kraftaroni dinosaur?
Yeah, that guy.
Those commercials were scary. Like, places were always being flooded by cheese.
you mean Cheezosaurus Rex? Yeah, that dude's a terrorist. He's just flooding cheese everywhere. It's really quite sad. He's number 4 on the FBI most wanted list as of now
for cheese flooding.
So if you have any tips on the current whereabouts of Cheezosaurus Rex, send an email to happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
If you have any information regarding
No, sorry, can't do that.
Oh, I like that show. What's your happy hour pick, Brian?
All right, my happy hour pick of the week is Weird Al Yankovic. Alfred Yankovic.
Very good choice. Not Albert Yankovic?
No, it's actually Alfred Yankovic.
Ah, and, like Batman's butler.
Yes, and no relation to Frankie Yankovic, the Polka King.
I don't even know who that is.
He's this well-known accordion player, and you would think they're related because they're both Yankovics that play the accordion, but it's just a coincidence.
I don't know anyone else who plays the accordion, so maybe they're distant, and then he just doesn't realize it.
Perhaps, but for those of you who don't know, I can't imagine anyone not knowing. It's fairly well-known. It's been around for almost 30 years. Weird Al Yankovic is a musician, a comic musician that parodies the work of others. His first album was released in 1983. That was his self-titled debut. And he's had this really incredible career where he's still incredibly relevant today. He's managed to outlast many of the artists which he covered in the past. So
very true, that's impressive. And he doesn't just do parodies. He had like half of his songs are original.
And yes, true. And
not all the parodies are food related, like most people think.
Like
his older
stuff
was like Lasagna for La Bamba, My Bologna for My Sharona.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of food parodies early on, but I think the really great thing is the parodies are like the hook, but once you really kind of delve into the back the catalog, the original songs are really where it's at. Those are the ones that I'm most fond of these days.
He has good songs all over. I love his polka medleys. Takes a bunch of current day songs and puts the polka theme and just goes at it.
Yeah, you saw him perform his latest, as of yet unreleased, polka melody in concert, Polka Face.
Yes, is what we all think it's named, because it makes sense. The first song is Lady Gaga's Poker Face, and it was really easy for him to make fun of it. Oh, there's so many good songs. He did a Justin Bieber song in there, Baby, 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 I guess is the name of it. He said baby 9 times in the song. I don't know if that's what it's called.
It's a lot of babies.
Owl like City's Fireflies, which is pretty impressive for Owl City, because he's just now like getting big, and he already parodied by Weird Al.
So Owl City, A-L, Owl City? That's like, actually the name of my... Oh, Owl, because I was going to say... OwlCity.com is actually my Weird Al fan site, so feel free to check out OwlCity.com for our latest updates.
Twitter.com/OwlCity?
Twitter.com/OwlCity. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I actually own AlfCity.com.
Alf City? Like alien life form?
Yeah. He eats cats.
He does eat cats. It's terrible. Cat lovers everywhere tremble in fear at the name Alf.
But yeah, the concert was really awesome. He played all the new songs that he has so far, and he played a bunch of random old songs, a bunch of clips in the media in the middle. It was overall extremely awesome. I would recommend doing it if you do or don't like Weird Al.
if you don't, you might,
because most people who don't like Weird Al just think of him as, oh, he parodies food, they're stupid.
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know. Just check out his latest stuff. He's been doing. He has a new EP released last year, the Internet Leaks EP, which is leading up to his new album. So check some of that stuff out. I'm really quite fond of Skipper Dan myself. It's one of my favorite ones he's done so far.
It's quite a good song, and all those songs are going to be on his new album. He still has, I think, like 3 or 4 more to write, but. Check that out, weirdal.com, twitter.com/AlYankovic.
Yes, check out his entire back catalog and just hear the transformation as it goes from this.
Just eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it. Just eat it.
to this.
Hey, girl. You know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tater tots. Hold up on ice.
Ice.
And we can clip coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take you out for dinner anywhere that you please. Like Burger King or Mickey D's. And baby, you whatever you like,
you like.
I said you can even have the large fries.
Large fries.
Yeah.
Oh, just great stuff. I've wanted to talk about him for a while in Happy Hour, but I wanted to wait until you saw him in concert because I knew you had the tickets.
Oh, two tickets to paradise.
Two tickets to paradise, indeed. You should have mailed me one. I would have driven across the country to see Al.
Would you have?
Maybe. Probably not. But if I do want to see him this tour, I have to, because he's not coming anywhere close to me.
He's coming to Amarillo, Texas, which is only 7 hours away from here. And so I assume about 17 hours away from where you are.
Yeah, it'd be worth it.
Start driving.
I will, right after this recording.
It's in July, so you'd better hurry.
I probably won't make it then. But that concludes our Happy Hour segment this week. Time to move on to the Bummer Patrol.
Oh, man!
Hey, guys. Welcome to Bummer Patrol with Ben and Brian. This is part of the show where we talk about things that kind of got us down in the dumps and stuff. Now, how are you doing, Ben? Are you okay?
Still bummed from last week. Going blind, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. That is...
I can't play sports because if I'm hitting the head too hard,
Bummer.
My retinas could detach.
If Bummer Patrol were a contest, then you would win right now. But
it is a contest.
It bums me out that it's not a contest. But, all right, well, last week, going blind was your Bummer Patrol. What's got you down this week? What could possibly top going blind?
Earworms.
Oh, earworms.
I have an earworm.
So explain to the fine people at home, what exactly is an earworm?
It's this parasite that burrows down into your ear and then eventually into your brain, and it's fatal.
Really? So you have one of those?
No, I lied.
All right, because I would actually feel quite bad if that were true.
I'm blind and a worm is burrowing into my brain. What's yours this week, Brian?
I don't know. It's when people leave the cap off the ketchup, I guess.
It's just repeats of Friends on TBS?
Well, they're all repeats.
I know.
There are no new Friends.
I'm the new friend. But, no, an earworm is actually a song that gets stuck in your head.
Oh,
that's
is that
a term
one?
That's a term for it.
Okay, well, I have to tell you, that's far less terrifying than the term earworm leads you to believe it would be.
And it is not fatal.
All right. It might be. I've had some pretty bad ones stuck in my head before.
I've had Red Dragon Tattoo stuck in my head for about 2 weeks. I remember Macon can attest to that, how horrible it was, me always just humming it and singing it. And I've also had Trapped in the Drive-Thru, another Weird Al song, stuck in my head for quite a while.
No,
tons of his
one.
Stuff, actually.
Well, that's not so much of a bad thing. I mean, the term earworm sounds negative, but if it's actually, at least from my experience, if it's something that I really enjoy, then I don't mind having it stuck in my head for a few days and kind of humming it now and again. But it's those rare times in which I hear a song that I truly dislike, that I regret ever having heard, and then that manages to get stuck in my head. That's really when it's terrible.
What about Justin Bieber's Baby, Baby, Baby?
Yeah, no, that happened when I checked out the new polka by Weird Al, in which it had Baby, Baby, Baby. Which, thankfully, though, it was only like 12 seconds of it, so it's a mild earworm.
A mild case of earworm.
A mild case of the earworms. I think this podcast might be a mild case of the earworms.
Another good title. Fizzbiz. The Fizz case biz. Of the earworms. Detective
mystery
Fizzbiz.
Of the earworms.
And the mystery of the earworms.
Perfect, yes. That's the spinoff of the Hardy Boys, right? Detective Fizzbiz.
Exactly. I actually like the Hardy Boys. I read one of those books every day in elementary school.
Really? How many of those books were there?
I think
if you read,
40
if you read
or
one every
something?
Day.
Yeah, like I would always go to the library first thing in the morning, and then I would finish it before the end of the day happened at school. I'm a crazy reader.
I never really read a Hardy Boys joint. So they solve mysteries. Is that correct?
Yep, they're pretty much two brothers, and mysteries happen. And
what?
Yeah.
Now, they're books for children, so nothing serious like murder, right?
Well, I think there was murder. It's more books for tween to young adults. It's like Goosebumps was. Goosebumps, that had some weird, crazy things happening in it.
And that occasionally got a little bit dark, but
I'm pretty sure there's been murder. It's not like Encyclopedia Brown. That's
okay,
a detective who's for kids.
That's what I'm thinking about. Like that would be like Encyclopedia Brown in the case of the missing lunchbox.
No, he didn't do stuff like that. People have been hit in the head. People have stolen stuff.
Like a lunchbox.
The ends actually helped me out in the real world, like critical thinking stuff. Like the sword that was stolen couldn't have said the first battle of Bull Run because at the time they didn't know it was the first battle.
The guy in the
passenger seat of the truck couldn't have witnessed the attack because the hood was up.
Well, the guy in the driver's seat couldn't either then, right?
No, the guy in the driver's seat was like apparently working on the car when his head got hit.
Oh. All right. So did they all traditionally end with a parlor room scene of sorts?
Encyclopedia Brown's? Not always. His was all, I think it was like a quarter to solve every case, so his weren't that as scary. He just did it kind of for fun.
Huh. The Hardy Boys, they got paid serious cash to do that?
Yeah, I think so. Or they might have done it for free because they're kind boys. I don't know.
That's really nice of them, if that's the case.
I think we've gone off track here. Earworms.
Yeah, we have. We tend to do that. Earworms, man, those are really a bummer.
They're okay sometimes, but other times I just keep humming them and they won't get out of my head, and they're even more a bummer when I can't stop humming them and then people start getting mad at me.
Because you're giving them the earworm. The earworm can be very contagious.
Exactly. That's pretty much it.
Well, I'm really glad you've taken the time to educate myself and the listeners on the danger of earworms.
I apologize that it is less fatal and depressing than last week's and how I made this sound this week, but...
So, if you think you might have a case of the earworm, see a doctor, seek out medical help.
If you have earworm for more than 4 hours, consult a doctor immediately.
Yes, after any more than 4 hours. Less than that is perfectly fine.
Yes, it's just a normal earworm then, but it's very dangerous if it lasts for more. What would you say your Bummer Patrol would be?
Oh, my Bummer Patrol. Man, my Bummer Patrol. This is not very creative Bummer Patrol, and this has been covered extensively by many other people in other forms of media, but I just wanted to talk about it briefly. I'm kind of bummed out by the constant misuse of the word literally.
Oh, I literally wish that they wouldn't say that anymore.
You literally wish that?
I literally
do.
I know
it works. It's just like, oh, when people misuse literally, it makes me literally want to pull my hair out. Literally, it makes me want to do that.
That's
literally
true. That's true with
it
me.
Does?
Yes,
yeah,
I literally.
Same here, but I don't know. I don't know. I can't. I'm so bummed out by it. I can't even think of an example of somebody misusing it. But just in general, somebody saying literally when they clearly meant figuratively.
Exactly.
Like, this is literally the worst day ever. I don't know. It's like, that is not... Let's see. I really should have been prepared for this. I should have brought something more to the table. But
I had one, but I have forgotten it.
No, because of that earworm, you can't focus on
exactly
what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Oh no, I just know. Just what one short thing I wanted to share with the people is something I bring up a lot when somebody, like someone on a talk show or someone on TV misuses literally. I kind of sigh like, oh man, I can't. Why did they do that? And then my brother, just because he knows it bothers me, he will then say something like, I am literally the cat's pajamas, literally. And it's like, all right, I literally the cat's pajamas. Okay, that's
is he?
I don't know does that. What would that mean?
Does a cat wear him around as night clothes?
Maybe that's what he's implying.
No. Maybe.
Ooh, never.
I don't know.
Also, just really quick part two of the Bummer Patrol. I've wanted to tell this story for a little while. And I really I should have fitted in the original pilot podcast where you talked about drive-thrus.
Yes.
But I'll just tell it right now really quickly. Try not to stay off topic for too long. Late one evening, I was hanging out at a friend's house playing some video games or whatnot. Doesn't matter what. About 11:30 p.m. we're hungry, so it's like, all right, there's a Taco Bell down the street. Let's go get some tacos. So we go through the drive-thru, pick up some tacos, get to the window to pay. And the lady at the window says, would you like any kind of sauce with that? And they're like, yeah, give us some hot sauce. So she throws something in the bag. We drive back to his house. And when we get there, we open the bag, and the tacos are there. But instead of Taco Bell hot sauce, there was a handful of Burger King ketchup packets.
What?
And I don't... I to this day, I don't know how that happened. Why did they have Burger King ketchup packets, and why did they give them to us for tacos? I don't know.
I know. The Burger King was creepy and sneaky like he always is, and snuck into Taco Bell and replaced them.
Sabotage. You're right.
Exactly. That king really creepy.
And he's kind of a jerk, too. So
he is.
I like your theory.
Did you literally want to drive off a cliff after that happened?
No, I was okay.
When you're at Taco Bell, did you literally have to wait days to get your food?
I didn't literally have to wait days, but after that happened, I literally I was in bed awake that night and I could not sleep, wondering like why did they give us Burger King ketchup? I don't know. There's not even a Burger King around here. That's the weird part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Burger King's pretty far off.
The king he's really creepy. It had to have been him.
You're right. That's good. Okay, so Burger King King, we're adding him to the list. So if you see the Burger King King or Cheezosaurus Rex, give us a call.
Or Count Chocula. He's wanted for chocolate murder.
Chocolate murder. He's been getting away with it for like 3 decades, so it's time to put him behind bars.
Chocolatey bars.
I think he would probably eat his way through those. So some kind of bar.
He can only it's like blood. He'd only eat or I guess drink liquid chocolate. So solid, he has to wait till it melts before he can get out.
Ah, all right. I did not know that about him.
That's how a vampire works.
All right. Thank you for educating us on how chocolate vampires work. Do you have anything to add? I'm sorry. That is the least natural, most awkward transition I've tried to use yet.
Speaking of chocolate vampires, who's the Brian?
Speaking of chocolate vampires, time to play Who's the Brian? All right, so, Ben, what is Who's the Brian?
Who's the Brian is the segment where I do something about something.
That's my favorite part of the show.
Sorry, the earworm is getting to me. But it's the part of the show where I ask my co-host, Brian, six questions about himself that he is to answer rapid-fire-like.
Ooh.
And then afterward, we explain, or he explains. I don't explain his answers.
You
that
can
would
try.
Make this a lot more interesting.
It would.
And listeners, if you have your own questions that you would like to ask either one of us, send those in an email, and we can add those in for the next time we do the segment.
All right. That address, of course, is happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
Or you can phone them in at 206-309-3874. Or 206-30-ZEUS-4.
All right.
Nothing to do with our show, though. Zeus has nothing to do with our show.
Yet, we'll find a way to work Zeus into the fold eventually.
Yes, we will. But so, are you ready, Brian? Do you have your question-answering tongue on?
I hope so. I'm nervous. I hope I do well.
All right.
I hear if I fail, they're actually going to replace me with another co-host, so.
Yes. Next up in line is Miguel Iguim or Mad City Bob. They have to fight for it.
Okay. To the death or just?
Just a cage fight.
Cage fight. Okay. That's fine. And then after that is Woody Harrelson. I don't know how he got in the running, but.
Yeah, he's very good, though.
But, he is.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Count me down. I'm getting pumped.
All right. Segment will start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Number one. Do you prefer a cup or a straw? I mean, like, straw or no straw, I guess.
I guess a cup? Okay, so straw or no straw?
Yes.
It's circumstantial, really.
No, gotta pick one. Pick one.
straw, I guess.
Okay, if you could bring 5 things to a deserted island, what would you bring? And not a boat or a raft or a help sign.
Okay, so it can't get me off the island. 5 things. I would bring a waterproof, solar-powered satellite phone. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two would be a cot to sleep on. Number three, we have to list 5 things. Number three would be a bottle of Smoke Monster. I don't know. Yeah.
Go on. 3 more. You gotta keep going.
I've got nothing. A pallet of food would be okay. Number 3. Number 4, it would be a person. It would be a group of people to keep me company.
Now you gotta pick one person. You can't count a group of people as one.
Okay. I would go with a doctor who also does impressions in his spare time.
Okay.
And then number 5 would...
Like Patch Adams?
Yes, I'd bring Patch Adams. That's right.
Robin Williams as Patch Adams. Okay.
Number 4, Robin Williams as Patch Adams. And then number 5, a crate of books.
Oh, what kind of books?
Varying types of books. Survival guides and works of fiction. Great works of fiction and survival guides.
Okay, number 3. How do you like your eggs?
For breakfast.
All right, try again. How do you like your eggs prepared for breakfast?
Fried.
All right, number 4. Where is Waldo?
Waldo is, last I checked, he is at the Eiffel Tower.
Where is Carmen Sandiego? This is part 2 of this.
Carmen Sandiego is actually, right now she's actually on a jet. And she's actually flying to the Eiffel Tower to meet Waldo. They're having an affair. I wasn't supposed to tell you guys, but...
Waldo's going to come and beat you up.
I'll never see him coming either because he travels with that posse of people that dress kind of like him, but not quite. And it's like, oh my God, it's Waldo. No, it's just a guy selling candy canes. All right.
Waldo and the Candy Cane Gang.
Oh, yes. So,
Detective Fizzbiz in the case of Waldo and the Candy Cane Gang.
Where's Waldo? They should make a movie based on that. It's like a missing persons case.
That's another part. We can have a whole show of America's Most Wanted right now. We already have 3 wanted criminals and 2 missing persons.
Yeah, 2 missing people, so yeah, that's right. We should just kind of abandon the happy hook and then just have this be like our version of America's Most Wanted.
Or start a detective agency. Anyway, number 5, your top 3 worst Jelly Belly jelly bean flavors.
Sawdust, toothpaste, and I don't know.
Is sawdust a real one?
Maybe.
One that you have tried.
And licorice.
Okay. And number 6. If you had to jump out of an airplane without a parachute, what would you jump with?
What would I jump with? A inflatable raft. That seemed to work really well in Indiana Jones.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, you made it just in the time limit.
Oh, funny how that happens. That's... Wow.
Man, that was close.
You stumped me this week. I really had a tremendous amount of trouble getting through that.
Oh, I know. So now it's time for the explanations. Brian, you've got some splaining to do.
Oh, all right. So number 1, what was question 1?
Straw or no straw?
I'd go with a straw, just because it's always good to have the option. If you don't want to use the straw, you could just kind of move it to the side. So.
Oh, but what about when you're not looking at your drink and you're trying to sip out of it, and the straw moves around, so you keep having to like move your mouth to try to grab it, and it keeps going?
That's a good point. The straw, straws have made me look incredibly dumb before. That's really embarrassing when you're with a group of people, and you're just kind of reaching for the straw, like, oh, wait, no, it's over, no, oh.
Straws are jerks.
You're right. Straws are jerks. So I'm going to retract my answer and go no straw.
Actually, one time I had a straw, and I think I was at Friday's for a birthday party or something, and I forgot I had a straw.
Did you poke yourself in the eye with a straw? You move the glass up to your face, and it ends poorly.
That's happened before, but also I had the straw in my mouth, but my mind, I guess, didn't remember how to use a straw, so I also turned the drink up, like, as if my mouth was on the thing, and it spilled all in my lap.
Oh, that sounds embarrassing.
So straws are jerks.
Straws are jerks. Though, try to drink a milkshake without a straw. It's not fun.
No, use a spoon. All right, number 5. The 5 things you would bring. First was...
Oh, can we skip this one? I don't even remember.
I remember them. Solar-powered, waterproof satellite phone?
Yes. I need that to call the outside world to pick me up.
All right. And 2, a cot?
A cot to sleep on. I would probably find some kind of shelter. Maybe a cave near a source of fresh water. That would be a good place. Although, there's
some
skeletons.
Yeah,
there's some skeletons in there. And I'll be like, oh, man, where did they come from? They have these black and white stones. I don't know what it means.
You live your own little version of Lost. That wasn't a deserted island, technically.
Technically, yes, you're right. They did have people that lived on it for many years.
Yes. Oh, and you'd also bring your number 3 pick, which was something else.
Something, yeah. I did say something. You're right about that.
Number 4, you'd bring Robin Williams as Patch Adams.
Robin Williams as Patch Adams. You're right. That...
What use would that be on the island?
I was thinking entertainment purposes, but now
Robin Williams for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, now that I really think about it, that would just be kind of maddening. Like, all right, Robin, I'm going out. I'm gonna get some boar for dinner. And he's like, oh yes, all right, I'll be over here. Oh yes, that's what he says. Ho ho yes a lot in my mind. I don't know why.
Can you do Robin Williams doing Regis Philbin's voice?
Oh, yes. So anyway, me and Joy, oh, we were pancakes. No, can't. I can't.
What about not Regis. What about Robin Williams doing Santa Claus?
it's impossible. Can't be done.
Too many ho-hos in there.
Oh, yes. Ho-ho-ho. Yes.
And also Creative Books. What for?
Again, entertainment purposes, you'd have the works of great fiction throughout the years. Also, survival guides to help me survive on this island.
Also, very good for fires.
I don't know if I could go back. Yeah, you know, I'd have some kind of source of fire, perhaps a hollowed out foot statue to live in. Actor Nestor Carbonell, I would make him live on the island with me. And he would kind of serve as an assistant of sorts, but
would he counteract Robin Williams' effect?
Yes, you're right. I would make sure Robin Williams would wear a black shirt, and then Nestor Carbonell would have a white shirt, and that would represent this eternal battle between light and dark. Yes.
Question four: Waldo and Carmen Sandiego.
They're having an affair. That's really
there's no reasoning there. Number four.
They both travel
flavors.
A lot. They're lonely. They travel a lot. So
They do.
So it makes perfect sense for these two lost souls to connect in some way. So although she's a criminal on the run though, right? Like, did she kill someone?
I thought she was a spy. Maybe she killed Waldo. That's where he's buried underground in the forest somewhere.
Oh man. It's terrible. It's a terrible fate.
Oh, this is a really good episode. We really need Robert Stack.
We really do.
He's your guest host. Jelly bean flavors.
What did I say? I don't know.
Sawdust, which isn't a real flavor.
It is, right? That's a jelly bean flavor.
Pencil shavings.
I had some of those Harry Potter jelly beans back. Like, I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And they had some really disgusting flavors in there that I don't care to remember, but they were really gross.
Megan went to the Jelly Belly Jelly Bean Factory, actually, last week when she was in San Francisco. Thank goodness she's back now. No more delivery pizza. But she brought
back...
Now
you get homemade pizza, so it's really...
Yeah, pretty much. She brought back a box of jelly beans that says, Bean Boozled. Jelly beans. Dare to compare. Caution. Contains weird and wild flavors.
You've been bean boozled. So what kind of disgusting things are in that box?
The disgusting ones, each one color-wise corresponds to a normal colored one to make you want... I mean, so you can trick your friends and be a horrible person. All right, I'm going to read off the good one, or the bad one, and the good one with which it compares. Centipede and strawberry jam. That's one of the new flavors on here. That canned dog food goes with chocolate pudding. That's another new flavor. Moldy cheese, caramel corn go together. Barf and peach.
Oh, peaches are pretty gross. That's.
I like toothpaste and berry blue.
Toothpaste Pimple doesn't seem that bad because toothpaste would be mint, right? It would be like a mint flavored jelly bean. I could handle
maybe.
That.
Pencil shavings and top banana. Is top banana even a flavor?
No, top banana, yeah, it definitely is because, you know, sometimes you're eating a jelly bean and it's like, man, this is a second banana jelly bean. It's just not quite as good.
Okay, baby wipes and coconut. What's a baby wipe taste like? Is it before or after the baby's been wiped?
I would hope before.
That's a better question.
I think I would hope before and then it would just taste like soap. Maybe.
And cleanliness, I guess?
It would taste clean.
That's... Oh, they used to have a soap one. I do remember that one. That was gross. Booger and juicy pear.
No, juicy... No, those are in the Harry Potter jelly beans, actually. So yes. I had those.
Rotten egg and buttered popcorn.
Yeah, and I think those were in there, too.
Last but not least, skunk spray and licorice, which I think is unfair because licorice is gross to begin with.
You're right. That's skunk spray is the good one there? That's the good counterpart?
Yes, I think it might be. I have a story about licorice.
I think it barely has the edge over licorice. Tell me your terrible story about licorice. Licorice is one of my least favorite things ever.
So one day... In high school, I think this was 11th grade again, like the story I told last week, I had a lot of jelly beans, and a lot of them were licorice, and I thought, I wonder if I can eat all these licorice jelly beans at once. Can I put them all in my mouth and eat them? I know how much I hate them, but maybe this will make me like them. Like, you know, you have too much, maybe you'll like it. And it totaled at about, I think, 31 licorice jelly beans, and not Jelly Belly sized. These were like the full-on jelly beans. It took me about 2 class periods to eat them, which would be, I guess, almost about 2 hours. And my breath smelled like licorice for the rest of the day, and I was dizzy and had a horrible headache also. Don't ever do that. I still don't like them. But I also hate coffee jelly beans. But
well, it's because you don't like coffee, though, right? That's
yeah, that too.
I mean, that's logical at least. I enjoy coffee, so yeah. Oh, licorice, just terrible. Never don't ever see how many licorice jelly beans you can eat. It's bound to end poorly.
Oh, I for the show, I was actually going to try some of these gross ones, but then I chickened out before we had a chance to. I still might eventually.
No, oh, that's my Bummer Patrol pick of the week, that you did not do that.
You get some. If you get some, we will both try them on air.
Okay, I will try to get my hands on some Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Bean Boozled. That would be quite the after show.
Watch us
eat baby wipes and skunk spray. Ooh, vidcast.
Listen to us. I'm not big on vidcast, but...
Yeah, but that would be a good one, so they can see us vomit.
Oh, it's too hot for our iTunes feed, which is clean, apparently.
Oh, that idea is too hot for broadcast.
you'll have to wait for our unrated DVD to get that.
Call 206-309-3874 to get more.
To order. All right, well, that's the end of Who's the Brian. Shall we move forward to Fight Court?
No, it isn't.
Oh, no, it's so not.
You jump out with an inflatable raft?
Oh, inflatable raft, yeah. It worked really well in one of the Indiana Jones films. I think the Temple of Doom.
I would jump out with a hang glider.
Hang glider's a good choice as well.
Maybe a helicopter.
You know, you would jump out with a helicopter? I would use a lawn chair tied to mini balloons.
What about an H-bomb?
What is that? Is that Dr. Strangelove? No, I would not do that.
It's a hydrogen bomb.
I would not do that.
Jump out with an F-bomb.
No, never, never do that.
That's the worst kind of bomb. Yes, so on to Fight Court.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge...
My name is Judge.
All right, here we are in Fight Court. What is our case today, Ben? What are we reviewing?
Well, first of all, we have the jury... is back. The verdict is in on last week's Fight Court.
Which oh, crunchy.
Yes, it's smooth v. crunchy.
Alright, smooth.
I don't like v. allergic.
Alright, so it's an odd case with four parties being involved like that. But alright, so what did the jury, what conclusion did they come to? Who wins this case?
Alright, I'm going to go in reverse order. With one vote, it says neither. I'm allergic. And for you, I am so sorry for you that you're allergic to peanut butter.
Peanut butter is pretty good, so I'm also sorry to hear one listener out there is allergic to peanut butter.
If I were allergic, I think I would carry an EpiPen with me and just eat Reese's anyway because they're so good. I'm not saying you do that, so don't do that.
yeah. Legally, we cannot advise you to do that.
No, but that's what I would do if I were allergic to peanut butter. That with 4 votes... Neither. I don't like peanut butter, and I am ashamed of you for. Keep listening, but I am ashamed.
I find you so disgusting. Don't go anywhere. We do appreciate what you do, but oh, come on.
If you 4, you should write in and tell us what kind you do like of what, you know, as a substitute for peanut butter, and maybe we'll talk about that instead.
Is peanut butter a condiment? Can you call it that? You put it on bread?
No, you don't put most condiments on bread.
I do. That's where I put my condiments.
I'm not well-versed in the condiment lore, because I don't like condiments.
That's true. I mean, I know you don't like condiments, but I was wondering if peanut butter qualifies as a condiment, and then that would make it your favorite condiment.
Nah, you don't put that on almost everything like everything else. Peanut butter is it's its own entity. You wouldn't put a condiment in a candy.
You know, are you saying that my chocolate covered mayonnaise is not going to sell well? Because I think that's I think there's a market for that.
I think I just ate a vomit jelly bean. That's what it tastes like in my mouth.
Oh, sorry.
With 10 votes in third place, or I guess second place, first place? I don't know. With 10 votes is crunchy or chunky peanut butter. I'm sorry, Brian. I think you lost this week.
I don't know. You say 10 votes. How many votes did Smooth have?
Smooth won with votes.
Well, how many? I'm sorry. I didn't pick that up.
Turn.
Teen?
It was a tie.
Oh, all right. Our first ever tie. 10-10. We don't know. Now we'll never know what is truly better, Smooth or crunchy.
No, I think we do know. They are both equally disgusting.
According to at least 5 people, so.
Or equally good, depending on which of us, or is it half empty or half full?
You're right, depending on your outlook, but they are equal no matter what, so.
They each have their own place.
All right, what a surprising ending to that case.
What a twist.
It was a good one-time thing, but I hope that this week's case does not end in a tie, because I'm really passionate about this one.
Passionately incorrect.
No, oh,
this
maybe.
Week, 3D or not 3D?
That is the question.
The fight court. That is the fight court.
All right. Thank you, Bill Shakespeare.
Billy.
So what side of this argument do you take? 3D or not 3D?
The right one.
I'll take the left, because I'm left-handed.
Ah, dang it. I picked 3D because it makes most everything good.
All right, so just take a quick moment now and tell us what is so great about this 3D gimmick.
For my opening statement, then, I guess?
Yeah, opening statement. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen of the listeners, I present to you the case of 3D and why it is so much better than not 3D. Have you ever wanted to see a movie and thought, man, I wish that were 3D because that would be really cool? If not, you are a loser. And if so, then you're awesome. Case closed.
Wow, so that's what you're bringing to... All right, well, time for my statement now. Yeah, 3D technology has been around for many years, since the 1950s. In which the now infamous blue and red glasses were introduced. And it's been kicking around theaters for a while, and it's gained popularity in recent years. But I feel that it does not have a permanent place in movie theaters or in home theaters, as it's now starting to move. They now have 3D televisions. First of all, you have to wear glasses to get the 3D effect, and that's just kind of a hassle to get glasses. I've got this 3D TV. You want to come watch the Super Bowl in 3D? It's like, oh yeah, I'll come over. It's like, oh, I only have 4 3D glasses. Sorry, Bill, you'll have to go without. That's a hassle. Not only that, but the 3D illusion is supposed to make it seem more real, put you into the story or whatever. But I, for one, find that it is more distracting than anything. It distracts you, it distracts me personally from the narrative, and it seems kind of pointless because film is already it is a lifelike picture. It already looks like you're actually there. The 3D just takes me out of it. And
how?
Because you have these 3D objects jumping out at you. It's
not most 3D movies don't do that. How they used to do it when it was still a gimmick.
I don't know. It just really takes me out of it. It does not look like real life, like a real picture does. And I don't know. It just seems like 3D movies seem like it's a lower quality picture than you would want. I'd rather have a really high quality conventional screen than a 3D screen.
It's always looked just as good. And by the way, they're working on non-glasses 3D TVs.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Well,
Yeah.
It's still dumb and pointless because 3D is dumb.
No, that 3D is going to be the future, so you got to get used. You're going to be one of those old men and like, oh, I hate 3D. Back in my day, we had 2D television.
I remember back when you didn't have to wear glasses.
We had one-dimensional television in my day.
it was before black and white. It was white. It was static, and we were happy.
Oh, 3D's awesome. I like a lot of Pixar's stuff because that just seems to work pretty well in 3D. I haven't watched anything that is live action in 3D yet.
Well,
because I'm not sure about that yet. But
I just want a little bit of full disclosure here. Whenever I go see something in 3D, it tends to give me a headache, and that kind of fuels my hatred of 3D technology. Also, they charge you like $10 to go see a 3D movie. How is that worth it?
It's only like $2 here.
Yeah. Well, I was exaggerating, but I think here literally it costs like $6 to see a 3D movie.
Because literally $1 million more.
Literally thousands of dollars more to see it in 3D. But I don't know. I've been a few times to some 3D movies recently. I saw the re-release of The Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D. That was pretty bad. That's kind of terrible. The 3D, not the movie. The movie was pretty good. And then
you
I actually...
crazy.
I went to see Disney Pixar's Up in 3D, which is my favorite Pixar movie. And I foolishly went for the 3D, and it was really distracting. It took me out of the movie, and halfway through I just took the glasses off and looked at the blurred image instead.
That's because you're crazy.
Maybe. I do have poor depth perception. Maybe that's why 3D isn't as effective for me.
That probably is true. That's probably a really good reason why it doesn't work as well and takes you out of it. In which case, I can't blame you for not liking 3D.
But I don't know. I'm hoping that our fine listeners will validate my viewpoint on the subject and go to thehappycast.blogspot.com, cast your vote, tell us that 3D is not the future.
And by that he means vote for 3D.
Okay.
It'll be in the top right corner of the blog. You'll see it there, right next to the creepy picture of insert name here.
All right. Very good. I'm sorry, I'd like to apologize. I feel like that was a borderline rant on my part.
But it was good.
And for that, I apologize. Shall we move forward to feedback?
Sound.
The mail's here!
Oh, great, thanks.
You've got mail.
What's this? A letter for me.
Here we are in the feedback section.
Feedback.
Feedback shall not be spoiled. Send your feedback to us, email or phone call, and and you might find it here on a future podcast.
Yes, send it to happycastfeedback.blogspot.wait. I am bad at our feedback. Send an email.
I don't think that's right.
Send an email at happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
No,
go to
that's
our blog
it.
And leave a comment at thehappycast.blogspot.com. Go to our Twitter and @reply us at twitter.com/happycast. Go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/thehappycast. Or call us up at 206-309-3874, and you could sound a little something like this.
Top of the morning. This is Trent from the Manners Cast, and I would like to weigh in on the happy hour, as well as other things. But the first thing I would like to weigh in with is 3D. 3D movies, 3D pictures, anything that's stereoscopic, either anaglyph, which is the red and blue, or the way they're doing the movies now, where you wear the polarized glasses, and they're like 1,100,000 frames a second, so the thing's still bright and all that. I love it. I love, 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 love it. I've been doing 3D since I was a kid with red and blue markers, making little 3D pictures, putting the glasses on. I still have, I don't know, I probably have like 6 pair of 3D glasses, and I do now 3D videos, anaglyph stuff. It's really fun. For me, anyway, maybe not for everybody. So that's my happy hour. submission. My next thing is for the Bummer Patrol. My Bummer Patrol is people who had a bad experience with 3D in the past. Like, they got a headache, or the picture was off when it was being projected. Something happened and caused them to have a bad 3D experience, and they just have flat denied ever liking 3D ever again. Never, ever, ever, never, 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 ever, ever. They're not even giving it a chance, and that really bums me out. Now, I'm not a big proponent for 3D TVs with the glasses, because that is spotty technology, but 3D in the movies has been, in my opinion, almost perfected. So I would say that if you have had a bad experience, go ahead and give it another shot. Do something like How to Train Your Dragon or something from Pixar. Be careful. Don't do Clash of the Titans. Something that has come to 3D late and decided that it wanted to be 3D. Don't do that. But 3D is still great. Now, my final bit of information here is for the Netflix queue. This is not in my Netflix queue, but I would recommend that you put it in your Netflix queue. That's the film Bandidos. And Bandidos has Selma Hayek and Penelope Cruz. And they doesn't sound like the best combo. I mean, they're both, you know, reasonably attractive, but it doesn't sound like the best combo for a movie. But they are hysterical. It's a really inventive film. These two girls come from opposite ends of the class system in like old Mexico, and they have to band together with a common goal and train to be bank robbers and get themselves into all kind of situations. It's kind of a caper, very entertaining. It's got some really fun camera work, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by this. Bandidos, starring Salma Hayek and Penelope Cruz. I hope that you guys have a great happy cast, and we'll talk to you later. Be happy. Yay.
All right. Thank you, Judas. Trent. Ah. Thank you, Trent. Mannerscast.com. Mannerscast.com if you like 3D. I found it really odd that you would not let me listen to that before the podcast, but it started.
You like my placement? How I chose to place it right after we do Fight Court?
Yeah, immediately after Fight Court. That's fair. That's cool.
That was totally coincident. I didn't know that was what he said.
It doesn't work for me. The 3D. Do we really want to get me back into this? I feel like I've given it an adequate number of chances. It's like, oh, it's kind of it doesn't really. It doesn't feel like it gives me a real sense of depth. It's like either something's on the screen or it's kind of elevated out, so it's like kind of layered. Like it's either back there or directly in front of me.
You're just mad because you are his Bummer Patrol pick.
I bum him out. But it doesn't look real. It doesn't look real. You know what looks real is every other movie ever made.
That does not look real. Anyway, let's move on to the next piece of feedback from Guitarchitect. Would you like to read this one, Brian?
Yes, I'll read the email from Guitarchitect. He says, Ben and Brian, I would like to submit a Bummer Patrol entry, Odeo. Not only were they down for maintenance till the end of May, but after May had long passed, they finally changed the homepage to down for maintenance, back soon, but they weren't back soon. Also, when I saw that they were back up and running again, I tried to, I jumped for joy and said, hurrah, and when I tried to type a certain Lost podcast in the search engine, they say, our search engine is idling at the moment to conserve plutonium. Try again later. This makes me bummed because I really want to see what two certain guys named Chris and Brian think about a certain finale of a certain show called Lost. Thank you for your consideration, Guitarchitect. P.S.
I don't mind saying the after show from episode 5 scared me a bit.
What after show? What's he talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what he means, but maybe if they hang around, maybe there'll be something after this show, maybe? Probably
maybe
not.
Maybe a super special message?
Yeah. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine, perhaps?
If you play it backwards, maybe.
Okay. Very good.
It's my earworm. That's a hint.
Oh, your earworm is the after show. All right,
or
next.
Or the after show was my earworm.
Ah, it's a good mystery. We have another phone call.
We do? We get phone calls?
We do. We get phone calls. Apparently, we have a voicemail number.
What is that number, Brian?
It's 770-39.
No. That's not anything.
Oh, it's
that
nothing?
Number's been long defunct. Is that a word? Yeah, that's a word.
Okay. I'm not sure. 206-305.
Oh, you're close. 309-3874.
3874. Call at any time. And you could sound a little something like this.
Hey, this is Rick from Wisconsin calling, and I noticed that no one else gave you any feedback on your discussion about time travel from a couple episodes ago. And I really wanted to give my feedback, but I haven't had time to sit down and type out a long email. So I thought I'd just give you a short call. My version of time travel that I subscribe to is that you cannot really change time, that if you go back and interact with something in the past, then that was supposed to happen from the beginning. So maybe even if it seems like the timeline has changed, you really were supposed to do that anyway. And I would tie in your Netflix picks with my time travel by suggesting, I don't know if it's still available for streaming or not, but I'm sure you could get the DVD. There's a movie called Primer. It will really mess with your mind a little bit, but it's a fun movie to watch. Another very good movie that is not really a time travel story per se, but has an interesting element because the way the story unfolds is kind of a confusing time-wise, it's backwards, is the movie Memento. So I would suggest either of those. For my happy thing for the week, even though it's a couple weeks late, I'm very happy about fireworks. I love fireworks. I like to go watch them. And I got to see them 3 days in a row over the 4th of July weekend. So I was very happy, and it's still kind of staying with me. Although it's starting to wear off, so I'll have to find another fireworks show somewhere. And my bummer is heat and overtime, because it's very hot where I work, and we've been busy. Not the really good busy where, like, you have lots of work because of the business climate is good, but busy because lots of people are on vacation and we don't have enough people to get all the work done without them, so you end up working overtime, and it's wearing me out. But hope you guys have a great show and that you could use my feedback. Thanks.
And thank you, Rick from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, good.
For breaking in the voicemail line.
Yes, you're our very, very first one. And for that, you win 2 prize points.
Ooh, 2 points. Very good. He's halfway there. Because you need 4?
5.
5. Ah, not quite halfway there.
Almost.
But I like your thoughts on time travel, the whatever happened model of time travel. It's very good.
Yes, I subscribe to that one.
The Lostian time travel. That is a good one.
There's time travel in Lost?
No, of course not. It's just about an island and people. No time travel.
And Memento, I have seen that. That is a very good movie. If that's Netflix streaming, I would have already picked that one. I don't know if it is.
It is. That movie. It's on my queue right now.
I wish I'd known that. I would have picked that last week.
I'm going to watch it soon.
Oh, it's good.
Because of Rick from Wisconsin's suggestion. So Thank you, Rick. Did I call him Rich a second ago? I hope I
didn't. I think you might have.
That's a slip of the tongue. Rick from Wisconsin.
I'm going to watch Banditas. Thank you, Trent Armstrong. Manorcast.com.
Yes, I don't know if it's available streaming, but I'll check it. If not, add it to the disc queue right behind Primer, which Rick from Wisconsin suggested, and I've heard that is a very good time travel film, so I'm going to check it out.
I have not seen it. And Fireworks, that is very good. Be careful, though, because you might shoot your eye out, kid.
That's what they say. And last but not least,
BB guns.
Heat and having to work harder because your coworkers are on vacation. That is a bummer. I've had, like, the past month, it seems like someone's always on vacation, and then everyone else has to work even harder because we're a man short. So that is a bummer.
Heat's not cool.
Although, unless you're talking about the movie Heat, which is available on Netflix streaming.
Which I have not seen, but I've heard that people at a certain other podcast really enjoy it.
Yes, so have I. So I'll check that out at some point. Time for our final email of the show. Ben, would you like to take this one?
Yeah, I'll take it. This is from Miguel Yugim. I'm sorry, still. Until you give us a proper pronunciation, it's going to be horribly butchered. And Miguel Yugim says, "Hi, guys. Wanted to chime in and tell you that I've been really excited about the whole logo thing, especially seeing it on the iTunes store and on Twitter. Very glad that you liked my entry, and I hope that the podcast continues to grow in popularity." We do too, Miguel. And thank you for submitting it, and thank you for it being very awesome.
Yes, excellent logo. Excellent.
He continues his quick happy peak of the week.
Everest, that's a pretty good peak, I hear.
I prefer K2. Maybe Pike's Peak. Very cold up there. His happy pick of the week is Cats, not Cat
the musical?
Peak.
Like the Broadway show? No?
The mountain.
Cats Mountain?
Yeah, Cat Mountain. Yeah, it's his favorite peak of the week.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
No, he likes the animal cats, particularly the three that I have with my girlfriend. They have such distinct personalities, and they keep us entertained and happy. Thanks again, and I look forward to the next episode. Your loyal, awesome fan, Miguel Yugim.
I don't think that's how he signed it, but...
But since I don't have it on my notepad, I'll just make one up.
Thank you, Miguel. Again, thank you. Once again, I feel obligated to thank you for the logo. Excellent logo.
Yes. Your check is in the mail.
Check is not in the mail yet.
We don't have a check.
And happy pick of the week. Cats. Pets are cool. Ben, where do you fall on the dog versus cat debate?
That might be saved for a future fight court, so I better not show my hand.
Well, I don't feel overly passionate about either side, so...
Exactly why I'll win.
That's true. You're probably right.
Pets are cool, though. That's where I stand.
Pets are cool. That's what I've been told. So, thank you, Miguel. And thank you, everyone who submitted feedback. Once again, final time, email address, happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
And our phone number, Brian?
I don't know. It's 206 Island.
No. 206-309-3874. Or, if you want, you could do like Trent_Armstrong does, manorscast.com, and send us an MP3 or an M4A or a WAV, anything, not a GIF.
A WAVE? A WAV?
I pronounce it a WAV.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Since email your audio if you'd like, and we'll play it here on the show.
Yes.
I will solicit, if you feel passionate about either side of the 3D or not 3D debate, give us a call or email. Tell us why 3D is terrible or awesome.
Which it is awesome.
I don't know. I'm done. I'm done talking about 3D. That's all I have to say about 3D.
All right. So is this the time to close our show?
I guess so. Can't believe it's already gone. When will we be back, Ben? When?
This is our very last show, actually.
Oh, wow. And we really should have announced it sooner, but we want to thank everyone.
April Fools.
Oh, wait.
Again.
Belated April Fools? Early?
In my head, it's still April.
Okay.
Because I wish it weren't so hot.
Ah, I agree with you on that, and so does Rick Sconson.
Yes, well, that's it for the Happy Cast. Join us next time on the Happy Cast.
Yes, and until then, stay happy, my friends.
Ben, Brian, this is Mad City Bob. I put together a little song for you and revised the lyrics, all in honor of the Happy Cast. Although once you hear my singing voice, you may think I was dishonoring your podcast. However, that was not my intention. Forgive the quality of my singing and concentrate on the lyrics instead.
Spoiler free.
Happy Cast, keep talking, Happy Cast. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about blue necks. Talk about roulette. Brian likes to watch Murder, She Wrote. Talk about methane. Talk about dog glues. Happiness in everything they do.
Happy Cast, keep talking, Happy Cast. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Talk about sliced bread, super salad too. They're in love with Oprah, it's their thing. Talk about breadsticks, talk about Cheetos. Bacon salt goes good with everything. Sad, sad cast, we don't need sad, sad cast. Missing vital organs is not good. You got to have a spleen. If you don't have a spleen, how you gonna live? Talk about their eyes. Ben is going blind. He can't see the double rainbow. Talk about drive-thrus. They're obsessed with food. Can't wait for their next after show.
Happy Cast, keep talking, Happy Cast. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Everybody!
Happy Cast, keep talking, Happy Cast. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, are you gonna have a dream come true?
One more time!
Happy Cast, keep talking, Happy Cast. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
This good idea? You like?
Oh. Thank you, Mad City Bob.
That's great. I think I'm gonna have to say that's better than the actual podcast. Really, that's
We shouldn't even put ours up. We should just put that up.
Just put it in the feed.
And release it.
Maybe you should email Bob and ask him if that's okay to do. Like, can we put this in the feed by itself just in case people want it? Because it's kind of great.
When we get around to our musical episode, he gets to write it.
All right. I'm sure he's thrilled about that.
Mick Bob.
Thank you. Thank you once again, MC Bob. Terrific feedback. Unexpected and great. Oh.
How many times did you sing to do the everybody part? So many of you singing at once.
So, man. So that's the high bar for all future feedback.
Good luck, guys. If you have anything that creative, though, don't be scared to send it in. We're going to play it whether it sucks or not.
And send it in. It's... Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mad City Bob. After show. Talk about things after the show's over.
We talk about Regis. Double rainbows too.